I'm going to call in. My phone is not working as it should, and because of that, I will be listening. Okay? I got it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
So you're not going to sing?
I might be able to do a short song, but I don't want to try to do one that's kind of out there, you know,
okay.
Longer.
Take it short.
Okay.
Sure to do it.
All right.
I was telling Sunshine that I went to Greater Zion Hill this morning. They had their 95th church anniversary at 9 o'clock a.m.
You sure had to get up early.
Yeah. And I don't get up until 9:30, and I had to be there at 9 o'clock. But it was good. Pastor Glover did a good sermon, and it was a good celebration.
Every now and then, some will push us out of our comfort zone, like my
dad. Absolutely. 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 Good evening, welcome to the call.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy, Sister Brenda.
Looks like we're going to get stormed out tonight.
We just gonna throw the phone in the middle of the bed and sit on the other side and talk on the phone and listen.
Yeah.
That's what I've done.
It's 7:03 p.m. It's time to get started.
Yes, sir.
All right. So let's get started this evening. So. For Gathering Place Beyond the Wall, Gates of Prayer, the Enlightenment Ministry, and Out of the Box Ministry, supported by Men and World Resource Center, we welcome you to the call on this 21st day of July. Welcome to the three P's and the E, praise, preaching, prayer, and the E, want you to equip the saints to carry out the mission. Matthew 28:19-26. We're ready to begin. We're going to begin with prayer by Deacon Everett Henderson, followed by a song by Sister Susan Middleton, and then we're going to have our walk in the word by Pastor Professor Reginald Kuyper. We're ready. Hit it.
Spirit of the living God, we come to you this evening, God, to glorify you and praise you, for you are God Almighty, you're sovereign, you are in control of all things, you are God who is omnipresent, just as your spirit hovered over the dark and you created light. Your spirit still reigns and super reigns over this entire universe. You are God, and you are omniscient. You have knowledge of all things, God, within our lives and in the lives of everyone on this universe. And God, we worship you and we praise you, and we seek you, God, because you know every intricate details of our lives. You know the past, you know the present, and you know what lies ahead for all of us. So, Lord, we are here because of your grace and your mercy and the love that you have for us, God. And we are forever grateful. God, we've come to realize and understand on this journey of life that our lives are not ours. And we understand, God, that without you, we can do nothing. So we have assembled on this line this evening, God, to come draw from you, Lord, to draw from your word. And God, we understand that we don't deserve it, but we have fallen short. We've sinned. We said things we shouldn't have said. We've had the wrong attitude at times, Lord. We've even thought of some things that we shouldn't have. But we ask, God, will you forgive us, and will you create in us a clean heart? Will you renew in us and refresh us with your spirit? But, Lord, we know that your spirit will not dwell in unclean place. So, Lord, we ask that you cleanse us. But, Lord, we want your spirit to always rest, rule, and abide in us, to guide us and to lead us in the way of truth. God, we are grateful that you are God the Son. You are our Redeemer.
Yes.
You are the one who saved us from a life of sin. And you continue to save us, God, because you give us the strength, for your word tells us we can do all things through Christ, your Son, your only begotten Son, who gives us the strength. We understand, God, that all day and all night we are sheep for the slaughter. But we have the indwelling presence of your Holy Spirit. We have the strength of your only begotten Son, Jesus, that gives us what we need to overcome the obstacles of life. And we are so ever grateful, Jesus, that you are that lamp unto our feet, and you are the light unto our pathway, leading us and guiding us each and every moment of this thing called life. So, God, here we are at this table this evening. Even though it's raining outside, God, you still have prepared a table for us to learn. So as you sit at this table, God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, will you take control of our minds?
Yes, Lord.
That you take control of our spiritual ears, that we not only just hear what is being taught through our dear brother, Pastor Kuiper, but we will listen attentively to the message that you have for each of us. So you have a message that is one and the same and different for each of us. So we ask for understanding as we sit at this table, because we need understanding, God. We need to understand your word so that we can rightfully apply it into our lives, and that when we meet others, Lord, and share the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we were rightfully divided into the lives of those that don't know you, so that they will understand and know clearly your word. So help us with this. Give us the spirit of discernment.
Yes.
To rightfully divide your word with simplicity and understanding into the life of others. And we will trust that the Holy Spirit will come along and convict that person or persons that they want to know more about this Jesus, our Savior that we speak about, that they want to be engulfed with the Holy Spirit, that they, God, want to be in right relationship with you through Jesus. God, thank you.
Thank you.
For this media of the prayer line that we can come on to the study. We thank you that you have given men and women the insight to create such technology. We thank you for our facilitator. We thank you for Brother Connor and how you give him the wisdom, and you give him this skill set to carry out this line. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the ministers and the pastors that come on this line, God, to feed us your word. I ask your blessings upon each of them. I pray that you will continue, Lord, to build them up in your word. I pray, God, that you will look upon all of us tonight as we sit at the table, and I ask that you will order our steps in your word.
Yes.
I ask that you, Heavenly Father, lead us, that you will guide us, not only this day, but every day. And Father God, we ask that you will send your anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, do it,
Lord. We need the Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us in the way of truth. But Lord, this world is a perfect world that you created. But Lord, we need your help, God. We need your strength, God. We need your wisdom, God, so that we can understand what our next moves are.
Yeah.
So God, this world is in a fix right now, but God is not in a fix where you cannot take control, because you are still powerful, all powerful.
Are you?
Yeah.
Help us,
yeah.
God. Help us just to rest in your sovereignty, because there's nothing that's going to go on in this world, God, without your permission. But help us, God, to just rest in you, even though the things are looking pretty rough lately on. But, God, we don't look through the lens of our own eyes. We look through the lens of your mighty and powerful.
Yes.
Your all-seeing eye that sees all and knows all ahead of us. So help us just to trust in you and not to trust in our emotions. Help us not to trust in the things that we know, because your word tells us, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And we are not to lean unto our own understanding, but in all our ways we are to acknowledge you. And you will direct our path, and you will direct the path of this country. So, God, here we are, trusting in you, asking now that you fill us with your presence. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you.
Come on now.
Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you.
Sing the song.
I was in trouble. You brought me over.
Yeah.
Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but
nobody,
you.
Nobody,
nobody. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you.
Mm-hmm.
I was in trouble. You brought me over.
Yeah.
Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. You're my doctor. Nobody but you. You're my good doctor. Nobody but you. When I was in trouble, you brought me over.
Yes.
Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. You saved my soul, Lord. Nobody but you. You saved my soul, Lord. Nobody but you. I was in trouble. You brought me over.
Yes.
Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you.
Hallelujah.
You my shield and protector.
Oh,
you my shield and protector. Nobody but you.
Yes.
You brought me over. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. When I was in trouble, you brought me over. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. Thank you, Jesus.
Nobody but the Lord.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I didn't hear no more than that, Deacon Khan.
Nobody but you, Lord. Come on, sister.
Nobody but you.
Yes, Lord.
Nobody but you, Lord.
Yes,
nobody
yes.
But you. And I was in trouble. You
yeah.
brought me over.
Yes.
Nobody but you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah, you. Jesus.
Nobody
Hallelujah.
But you, Lord. Nobody
yes.
but you.
Nobody but you.
Yes, Lord.
Nobody
yes, Lord.
But you, Lord. Nobody but you. When I was in trouble, you brought me over.
Yes.
Nobody but you, Lord.
Lord.
Nobody but you.
Nobody
Hallelujah.
But you.
Nobody but you, Lord.
Nobody.
I hope there's somebody on the line tonight. No, there was nobody but the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
I know
Amen.
You're on the line, and I can hear some of the saints, Pastor Asai, Deacon Connor, Sister
yes.
Ruby, Dr. Singleton, other saints, Sister Susie, thank you for that song of praise. Brother Everett, thank you for the prayer. I just know that your phones may be mute, but somebody ought to be waving their hands and saying, thank you, Lord.
All
thank
right.
you, Lord.
Right.
So there's nobody
right.
but you, Father.
Yeah.
When I was in trouble, somebody on the line been in trouble. I know I have
yeah.
been in trouble.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I can honestly say nobody yeah. but you, Lord.
Nobody but
Hallelujah.
Nobody but the Lord.
Mm.
Yes.
yes. He's a mighty good doctor.
Yes,
functions.
He is.
He's
yes.
a mighty good doctor. Somebody on the line knows that he's been a good doctor.
Yeah.
Everybody should be able to wave their hand. I can't see you, but wave your hand and say, thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Thank
you've been a mighty
you, Lord.
Good doctor.
Thank
yes,
you for
yes,
being
our
a
Lord,
doctor.
Our Lord. He said, yes. you saved my soul. Oh, you saved my soul.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
Glory to God.
Mm. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And the enemy is always after us. He's a shield and protector, Lord.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Nobody
yes.
but you, Lord.
Nobody
yes.
but the Lord.
Nobody but you, Lord. Mm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
I just
you,
give
Lord.
God
Thank
praise
you,
tonight. I just
yes.
give glory to God tonight. He's worthy of my praise tonight.
Yeah,
Hallelujah.
So worthy.
I
so
lift
worthy.
His name up.
Yeah.
He is Jehovah yeah. Jireh. He's the Lord that provides.
Yeah.
He is Jehovah Rapha. He's the
yeah.
Lord that heals. He is the Jehovah Shammah. The Lord
yeah.
is always there.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
Jehovah's Tishkenu. The Lord
Bless
is
his holy name.
All
right, all right.
Nobody but you, Lord.
Nobody
right.
but the Lord.
He's my Lord. He's
yeah.
my rock, and he's my shield. Somebody
yeah.
ought to say amen. You don't have to open your
amen.
Phone line up and say, thank you,
amen.
Lord, tonight.
Amen.
Somebody
thank
ought to say
thank you, Lord.
I needed that one. I've
thank
been blessed
you,
all day today in the Lord. Somebody been blessed
yeah.
today? But this
yeah.
is the day, we say, that the Lord
yeah.
has made. We ought to be
yeah.
glad and rejoice in it. I was
mm.
glad when they said unto me, let us
yes,
go
sir.
Until the house of the Lord. Hey, we don't have to
yes,
be in the building. We are serving the Lord. We are worshiping him and praising him on this line tonight.
Yeah.
Glory
yeah.
be to his name.
Yeah.
I started
yeah.
off my day. Didn't know how it was going to go. Some things didn't happen exactly what I thought it was going to happen. But I ended up on the phone line this morning at a gathering place beyond the walls.
All
Somebody
right.
ought to say amen. And
amen.
I heard a
song
today. Bless my socks off. Dr. Singleton ministered the word to us. And Brother John summarized. It just was a powerful time. And those that shared in the word today, I've been rolling on that all day long.
All right.
Amen.
So whatever you were doing this morning, I pray that you were praising God, giving God glory, lifting up the name of Jesus, walking
yeah.
in the beauty of his holiness, living the way you're supposed to live, talking the way you're supposed to talk, and giving God the glory that he deserves.
All right.
Hallelujah.
All right now.
Hallelujah. I'm glad to hear Apostle Hasside's voice on the line. I'm just blessed to hear your voice tonight, sister. God
bless you, Lord. Amen.
So
bless
glad
you, my
to hear your voice.
Amen.
Amen. You know, when we used to hearing certain voices, we get used to it. I know you all that are dedicated to the line always hear certain voices, and when you don't hear those voices, you listen. And so we're so glad to hear your voice tonight, sister. And we're not going to keep y'all long tonight. I'm trying to settle down to whatever God is going to give me. I think I'll probably use as a base text, if you have your Bible, you want to turn to, probably going to use Psalms 99. I think that's
all
what
right.
I'm going to use as a base. So, but I don't want to stay there. I just want to talk about God a little bit tonight to you. When I heard the song from Sister Susan, I said, oh, yes, we're on the same road tonight. Nobody but you, Lord. When I think about the Lord and his goodness, and when I was just asked to share a short message with y'all tonight, what came to me was the word awesome.
Mm.
Awesome.
All right, then.
Mm. And I'm talking about God being awesome.
Yeah.
So I just had to kind of look at, you know, want to kind of understand what it means when you say that God is awesome.
All right.
Yes, Lord. Sometimes we describe people. Sometimes we describe events. Sometimes there are surprises in our lives.
Ooh.
And even we look at those surprises, those events, and some people, we say, that was awesome. That was an awesome experience that we had. That was something awesome. Man, you awesome. I got one of my sons, one of the youngest sons, he had this thing about awesome. That was his word. And so we ended up getting him a T-shirt. So every year we'd buy him a T-shirt that had something to do with him being awesome. He liked the word awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But God is also described as awesome. And nothing and no one comes anywhere close to
Amen.
His awesomeness. Come on, somebody. So, see, people like to go around using that word awesome. We use it kind of loosely. But God is awesome.
Yeah.
So as I was studying this, I found something. I looked up something. You know, we look up things and try to understand what am I maybe missing about this? What do people say about it? What does awesome really mean? Well, you know, that synonym for this word, you know, it's an adjective, awesome. It helps to color the word. You know, we could say something is amazing. You know, when we've talked about Jesus, sometimes King James said they were so amazed because God did something in their life. They were so amazed.
Mm.
And they say that he was astonishing. It astonished them. He's marvelous. We talk about his marvelous works, his wondrous work. He's incredible, the incredible God. Listen, there are antonyms that also flesh out the meaning of this word awesome in reverse. It can be unremarkable, boring, unimpressive, ordinary, sad. We talk about the world, and sometimes even Christians can be sad. But who has a God that's able to do anything but fail could be anything but happy because he is awesome.
Yeah.
And the Hebrew word that's related to the word awesome is multifaceted when it refers to God. Yeah, means to fear or be afraid. When they were at the bottom of Mount Sinai, oh my goodness. God wanted them to prepare themselves to come and talk to it. He wanted to talk to the people. He said, prepare yourself 3 days, you know, fast and clean yourself up. Come get yourself ready to come before me. Mm. But they came to the mountain in the presence of God with the thunder and the lightning. They were in awe of God, and they had a fear of God. And they said, we're not going up. He said, Moses, you go talk to God and come tell us what he's saying because he's so awesome. We fear and awe. We in awe and wonder. You ever been in awe of God? Everybody should experience God at some point in this journey where they be in awe. They just stop and can't say nothing. They say, oh, God. Yeah, oh. oh, Lord, I'm trying to contain myself right now. Is he awesome
all right
in
now.
Your life? Is he awesome in your life? I'm asking you on the line. You don't have to open your line, but I'm asking, is he awesome? Can you, God, do you have an experience every now and then you say, God, I thank you. He's so awesome. That word awesome causes astonishment. It inspires reverence in us, and it gets us to show reverence and honor and respect to God. It's not just by mere words. It's knowing inside of you, you can feel the awesomeness of God, the power of God resonates in your life.
Yes, sir.
Somebody. The term is used in King James. Sometimes we see fearful, terrible. It's in Psalms 47 and 2. For the Lord Most High is terrible. We think of terrible being bad, but they mean bad. Maybe, you know, some people just go around using that word as a slang. Man, that boy terrible right there.
Mm-hmm.
He's something else. He's something to deal with. I want you to know that our God is something to deal with. Somebody ought to say amen. I'm just gonna have a little fun by myself. I'm having fun tonight. I'm just thanking God because He's all.
Go ahead. Go
he's
ahead.
Awesome. He's awesome. I'm just trying to enjoy Him tonight, Apostle. I'm just trying to enjoy Him tonight because He's so awesome.
Yes, He is.
We can usher into the presence of God. You know, when the priests would come to the tabernacle, they would enter His gates with thanksgiving. The courts with praise. In the entrance of the tabernacle, I'm not sure where I'm going here. This is where God got me going now. It's not what. Oh, go ahead, Lord. And He would come in and it would be told out before the Lord. The priests would begin to lift their hands. Then they would begin to yada, extend their
yada.
Hands. Because, see, praise sometimes is work. Praise is what we do. We got to do something to praise God. So we begin to praise and say, hallelujah. They walk in. And they come up to the brazen altar. My Lord, place of sacrifice. See, that's where they brought the animals to sacrifice as the penalty for their sin. They put their hand on the head of the bullock, and then the priest would take the knife and they would put his hand on it, and then they would kill the animal because the wages of sin is death. The gift of God. Oh, man, the gift of God. Lord, have mercy. But something has to die for the sin. Yes, something has to die. And so they go through and they do that. And so the priests and their praise and worship of God, it was part of serving in the tabernacle. And then they would go to the laver to wash them. Because the tabernacle was a bloody place. There was a lot of blood that had to be shed for sins of the people. Bringing their animals to sacrifice for sin. And then they would go to the laver to wash. And then the laver reflected like a mirror, and they could see themselves. Can you see yourself sometimes in your sinful self? The sinner saved by grace. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Saved by grace. For we can wash at the laver of the blood of Jesus. And the word of God becomes a mirror to our soul. That we could see ourselves, we could clean ourselves up, that we might be clean before God, holy, set apart for His service. My Lord, that's not where I want to go, but the beauty of the tabernacle is you never had an opportunity to walk through the tabernacle in the objects of that. We know that there's an altar of incense before the veil, representing the prayers going up to the Lord. Just talking about a few things in the tabernacle. It wasn't supposed to be something about the tabernacle tonight, but I see it in my mind. It's in my mind right now. Hallelujah. Yes. Then you had the holy place, and then you had the Holy of Holies separated by the veil. Table of showbread. The lampstand and the altar of incense in the holy place. But behind the veil, in the Holy of Holies, that's the Ark of the Covenant. Yes, and then where the Ark of the Covenant was, where the high priest would go in once a year to offer up sacrifice for the nation. Hallelujah. Yes, I think about our nation. Somebody needs to offer up the sacrifice. Yes. My
mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord, for the sins of the nation. Yes, and we learned about the scapegoat. There's two goats, you know, one that was sacrificed on the altar, one that went in, and one was let go to go out to the wilderness. And if it returned, God did not forgive their sins, but if it never returned, their sins were forgiven. We're not doing a lesson on the tabernacle tonight, but it's such a beautiful place. It's a place of worship. It's a place of praise. It's a place of prayer. It's a place that we can walk through in prayer. We should never be short of words of prayer when we think about the goodness of God. God provided a place for them to worship him, to make amends with him, to atone for sin with him. But we know in the Hebrew writer tells us that we have a better covenant, hallelujah, through the blood of Jesus Christ. For when Jesus died on the cross, the veil of the temple was written twice. Now that we have access to him, we don't need a high priest. We don't need a priest, a pope, or nobody to go before us.
No.
We can walk boldly before God.
Yes, sir.
We can go before him and offer up our prayers and our worship to him. Hallelujah. I praise and worship to him. So I talked about Toda Yada Hala. I'm just going to, that's in my mind too, the words of praise that
all
are
right.
translated
all
into
right.
the Hebrew words into the English words of praise. And Hala, Hala. We begin to boast about God. My God is
all right.
your God. David knew that his God was stronger than the Philistine God. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? His God is nothing. I know who God is. I spent time with the Lord, tending to the sheep. God. How you boast about God. We should be boasting about our God. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Come on, somebody. Our God is awesome.
Yes.
We're supposed to want his presence in our lives to the point that we hold on to our God. Our God is awesome. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So we boast about him. We holler. Then we can shabbat. We shabbat. We begin to shout. Hallelujah.
All right, now.
Somebody. You know, the church ain't always supposed to be quiet.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Somebody ought to be shout sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We say, well, that person is always breaking out in a shout. We shout before
uh-huh.
God. We shabbat. Yes.
Yeah.
He's awesome. Shabbat. Yes.
Yeah.
And then once see, you're supposed to be shouting about him. Just they would sing going up to the temple in Jerusalem. They would be singing these songs of the psalmist. They would sing these things. This song. They were singing them. We know the Hallel songs, the certain ones that we talk about that the Hallel. They going up and then when you get to the presence, you ain't supposed to have nothing else to say because you done shouted. Now you might be able to take a musical instrument, a tambourine, and do the Zamah. Zamar before the Lord. When Miriam was doing her song after they had crossed the Red Sea, I could imagine her taking a tambourine and she would be playing a musical instrument. So we have musical instruments that help us praise the Lord. David played the harp to soothe Saul's evil spirit. Hallelujah. There's power in song. There's power in music. And in the music, the spirit comes through the music. So the musicians matter who we listen to. You can't just listen. Sometimes the old dust is against you. Some of y'all that grew up, we old enough on the line here. But we know
yes,
that
sir.
The word, the songs of Zion bless us in it like the night. And Sister Sue sang that song. Sister Sue sang a song. Sometimes it's just a blessing. But then sometimes it takes me to another point. Say, yes, Lord. When I was in trouble. Nobody but you. We began to feel the presence of God in our lives.
Yeah.
Then we get to a barak, to bow down, to bless God.
Yes.
To bless God. And then the last of the seven facets of levels of praise would be tehillah. That's when we get to tehillah praise. That's the place I want to hear the song go to. It can be a song of praise, but sometimes I'm in the presence of God and people are praising God and singing songs of Zion, and sometimes it pushes us into a tehillah. A tehillah is a spirit song. It's a spirit song. Hallelujah. The psalmist says God inhabits the Tehillah of Israel, the Tehillah of his people, the Tehillah of the church. His praise inhabits the Tehillah. If we want to bring him down, we got to get to Tehillah.
Yeah, peace.
Hallelujah.
Peace,
he wanted to know that God's presence, just as his Shekinah glory came down in the Old Testament. The Holy Spirit comes down in the New Testament. And we are believers, born again believers, born of the Spirit of God. So the Spirit of God is in us, and we receive the power of God, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the power of God in our life. And he's there to teach us. Not just to make us feel good, but if feeling good is good. I like when he feels good. Amen? But he's there to teach us, instruct us, to guide us, to keep us, to prevent us. But we can grieve him. We don't want to grieve God. We don't want to grieve the Spirit. So let the Spirit have his way in our lives tonight. But I'm way off. I'm way off. Lord, have mercy. I planned something, but this is what God has given me. I'm giving it to you as it's coming to me. So we just thank God for his word, the praise, the awesomeness of God, the awesomeness of God. We should get to a place, we want to go back to Bethel. All of us have a Bethel in our lives. We need to get back to Bethel, to the house of God, that place where we met God, that place where we had our experience, that conversion experience with God, or that powerful anointing experience with God, that power of the Holy Ghost moving in our lives and coming down. We need to be back to Bethel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna let's get into Psalm 99. Just hear some things. There are places in the scripture text, if you want to write them down, if you got a pen and paper, that you just see the word off. I just name a few. In Exodus 15:11, there's a praise for God where he talks about God's glory as being awesome. Of course, all throughout the psalms, in Psalm 68:35, refers to God's sanctuary as being awesome. Then we have Psalm 89:7 states that God is more awesome than all who surround him. He's more awesome than all who surround him. Hallelujah. It must have been awesome.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Lucifer, who we call Satan now?
Yeah.
Being the head musician, having access to God, having pipes in his body, so he was the epitome of sound and music. He would go into the presence of God and come out and bless the people with the sound of God. It must be awesome. It must be awesome. Isaiah being lifted up into his presence. We want to be lifted up into his presence. Let's just go to the psalm. I'm going to settle down here. Let's go into the psalm tonight, and then I'm going to be done. Psalms 99. Let's just look at how the psalmist lays this out. We're just going to go through it, and it's a short song. It's only nine verses. It starts off saying, "The Lord reigns. Let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim. Let the earth shake." Do y'all want the earth to shake? No, y'all. We scared of earthquakes. Oh my Lord. But let the Lord reign. Let him rule. Let the nations tremble. The nations aren't trembling today. Lord have mercy. He sits enthroned between the cherubims. Yes, his presence came down on the mercy seat between the cherubims. Moses would sit there and God would commune with him. Let the earth shake. The psalmist says in verse 2, "Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted over all the nations." Wouldn't it be great if that's what we would hear from our politicians? Great is the Lord in the United States. He exalts over all nations of the earth. Verse 3, let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. Let them praise your great and awesome name. El Shaddai, all-sufficient, self-supplying God. Elohim, our creator. for in the beginning Elohim created the heavens and the earth. God, Jehovah, Yahweh, whatever you name, God has so many names that speak to his attributes and his abilities and power. We're in covenant with God because Jesus Christ, Jesus whose name means the Lord saves, made a covenant with us by his blood and his body and his sacrifice.
Yes.
Holy be his name. Holy, set apart, reverence is his name. I come back to the tabernacle. I'm going back and forth. Forgive if I'm jumping around, but even in the tabernacle, the high priest, Aaron was the high priest, and they made a hat for him, a mitre, and on the mitre it said, holy to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Holy to the Lord. I want to know if somebody on the line tonight is holy to the Lord. Is your
all right now.
Set apart for God's purpose, for God's service. You holy to him, and he had to wear that mitre. Holy. We're a holy nation.
Holy.
A royal priesthood, set apart for God's purpose, holy, set apart, sanctified. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Verse 4, the king is mighty. He loves justice, and he has established equity. Oh, that word equity caused people problems today. You bring it up today, people don't want equity to exist. They don't want equity. Oh, my goodness. In Jacob, you have done what is just and right. Yes, Jacob, the trickster. See, he didn't call him Israel. He called him Jacob. Reminded uh-huh. that he was a supplanter, a trickster. But but he did right and just and right. He came and wrestled with him, and he prevailed with God. And so his name got changed from Jacob to Israel. He's one who prevailed with God. God is just. He loves justice. And because he loves justice, we should love justice. Mm. Micah 6 and 8, one of my favorite scriptures in Micah 6 and 8. What does thou require of thee, O man, but to do justice and to love mercy and to walk humbly before thy God? That's a life to live. Hallelujah. Verse 5, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. He's holy. He's holy.
Yes, he is.
He's holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, it says in verse 6. Samuel was among those who called on his name, and they called on the Lord, and he answered them. Moses, Prophet Aaron the high priest. They were both priests. That Sammy, though, called on his name. They all called on the name of the Lord. But I love this about Sammy. I was just talking to my oldest son about Sammy. Oh, yes. What it would be like to raise a child like Sammy? His mother, Hannah, had to give him over as her promise to God, gave him over to the priest, Eli. He didn't grow up like all the other kids. I could imagine he didn't get to go and do the play around like all the other kids. He played, but he probably didn't get a chance to go and do certain things, but he had to wear his little ephod and go behind the priest and learn what the priest was. But because he was being trained in this way to go, there was a time when he was a young child when God called him. He called him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said, here am I. He said, it took three times before the priest understood that it was God speaking to the child. He said, next time you answer. The most powerful scripture, a verse in the life of Samuel that touched my life, and when I finally read it one day, it said that his words never fell to the ground. Apostle Asai, what would it be like if my words never fell to the ground?
All right, sir.
Everything I spoke for God would come true because I'm speaking for him. He became a mouthpiece for God.
Hmm.
Prophet to speak God's word.
Amen. Amen.
Woo. They called on the Lord and he answered them.
Yes.
Verse 7, he spoke to them from the pillar of cloud. They kept his statutes and the decrees he gave them. He gave them these laws, these statutes and decrees to be different from the other nations around him, around them. They were to be different. They were holy. They were set apart. They were to be sanctified. They weren't supposed to do and live this thing, to worship these other gods, to enter into these other lewd activities of acts, of sexual immorality, worshiping other gods, and doing these vile things before God. They were set aside to be holy. If we are royal priests in a holy nation, because we are saved by grace, we should want to live this holy life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, help us tonight. Lord, help us. Verse number 8. Lord, our God. Lord, our God. That's probably either Jehovah Elohim, the Lord, Jehovah Elohim, or Adonai Elohim. He's the Lord, our God. You answered them. You were to Israel a forgiving God. A forgiving God, though you punish their misdeeds. See, we know that God, his mercies are renewed daily, but there's always consequences for sin. God will forgive us, cast us into the sea of forgiveness, never to remember it no more. But we have to walk it out sometime, because sometimes our sin creates problems in our lives, in the lives of others, in the lives of our family, our nation, our community. There can be repercussions for that. But even in the midst of all of that, you know that there's problems. And I heard this morning, I think it was Mother Cora was talking about this morning. Yes, Lord. Bless me this morning. And we talked about the word being a lamp, a light to our feet, our pathway. And it's to be in our hearts. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. When we have the word of God, we are to be a light even in this world of darkness. We're walking in a world of darkness. All around us is darkness. You think it's light because you can see the sun out there. You can see the there's darkness in the world. He's talking about spiritual darkness. So he becomes a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our pathway to show us the light of righteousness in the right way of living in the world of darkness. We are to be that. We talked about it. Doesn't matter. We don't know what the future holds, but we don't put our trust in man. We don't put our trust in the government. We don't put our trust in our abilities. We put our trust in the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And we lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And we suffer. Sometimes afflictions will come. Sometimes suffering will come. If there's anybody in this life, you're going through something tonight, I want you to know it won't last always. The song says trouble won't last always. This light affliction is but for a moment. It may seem like an eternity when you're going through, but know that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the El Shaddai, the Elohim, the Jehovah, Yahweh, he hears you, he knows you, he knows what you're going through. Call upon the name of the Lord that he might deliver you. You may already be saved by grace through faith because you made a profession of faith, confessing with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that he died for your sins and God resurrected from the dead. You are saved. On the walk of life, sometimes we need deliverance from stuff. We still call upon the name of the Lord. We call upon him and the power of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, to free us from bondage to sin. Last verse, and I exalt the Lord our God and worship him. Worship at his holy mountain. For the Lord our God is holy. Three times in this thought, it reminds us that he is holy. My God. He is holy. He is holy. He is awesome. Our God is awesome. Our God is awesome. Yes. When I was thinking about his awesomeness, a couple of songs came to my mind, and the lyrics of those songs speak to us. One of the older ones that says, our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Yeah.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns.
Yeah.
From heaven above with wisdom and power and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Yes.
What I love about
yes.
songwriters, they can take the words and put it in and move our hearts and move our soul, move our mind, but it must be the Spirit of God that really touches us to move us. Then the song that's awesome by Charles Jean and his Fellowship of Chicago Choir. My God is awesome.
Yes.
He can move mountains. Keep me while I'm in the valley. Hide me from the rain.
Yes.
My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength mm-hmm. where I've been uh-huh. weakened. Forever
yes.
he will reign.
Mm-hmm.
My God is awesome. Savior of the world, the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I am healed. My God is awesome. Today I'm forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Praise his holy name.
Yeah.
My God is awesome. He is awesome. He is awesome. He's mighty. He's a mighty God. He's a wondrous God. What a mighty God we serve. He is holy. Yes, he's awesome. He's great. Yes, he's a great and awesome God. He's mighty. He's an awesome God. He's a deliverer. He's an awesome God. He's holy. He's an awesome God. That God, my God, is my provider.
Mm-hmm.
He's an awesome God. He's my protector. He's an awesome God. I don't have to fight my battles. He'll fight the battles for me. I must just serve him. Serve him. My God is awesome. Our God is awesome. We serve an awesome God, saints. And for that, we can give glory to his name. We can praise his name. We can lift up his name.
Yes.
My God is awesome. He's awesome.
Yes, he is.
My Lord, my God. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve.
Nah.
Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Yes.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve.
Oh,
what
yes.
a mighty God we serve. Angels
yeah.
adore him. Angels adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Yes, yes.
Jesus is the God we serve.
Yes.
Jesus is the God we serve.
Oh, yes.
Heaven earth adore him. Heaven earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Oh,
what a mighty God we serve. What
oh,
a
yes.
mighty God we serve.
Yes, yes.
Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Amen. I just had
Amen.
That song and tried to get it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And maybe somebody else that has a praise song tonight that they could sing for us about our God. And we would
yeah.
love to hear that song is in your heart. The Lord may place it in your heart. And so tonight my message to you is that our God is awesome. We serve an awesome and mighty holy God.
Oh,
we
yes.
should look at him in awe and be so full of thanksgiving in our heart because it is a mighty God that we serve. Amen, amen. Yeah. If there's anybody that has a song, I don't know, a popular study, you can sing anything for us, God. You would? Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone. Anyone.
Anyone. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Just praise the Lord tonight, Deacon Connor. We just give praise and honor to God. Dr. Stevenson, we give praise and honor to God. Apostle Asad, we give praise and honor to God. Saints on the
Amen.
Lord, we give praise and honor to our awesome God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We just be happy and glad.
Amen.
Happy. Nothing wrong. Blessed. We're blessed, so we're happy
mm-hmm.
about our God. I thank God for his awesomeness in my life.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. 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 We'll turn it back over to you, Deacon Connor. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
To the closest place by. So I went on down the street to the convenience store, what had a filling station in front. I went in to pay for gas, and I came back out. And there was a young lady said, hey, I just want to ask you something. Say, you coming from church? I said, yes, that's up the hill there at Macedonia. She said, you just remind me of my dear mother and grandmother, how you dress. And it just brought back tears to me how my parents used to make me go to church and how I used to stay in church. She said, I know you probably don't have much time, but I just thank God for women like you. And I said, well, you don't even know me. And she said, your light do shine. I can tell you a woman of God. I said, thank you, sister. I said, well, what church do you attend? She said, I'm not in church right now, but I said, we'll be happy to have you up the street there at Macedonia. And she said, okay, I think about it. She said, I went to a church. I'm not going to call the pastor name. And she said that she went there sad and left sad, even more sadder. She began to say a strong statement by how she wasn't living like God want her to live and how she had got on drugs and messed up her life real bad. And all of this was because after her husband passed. And she missed her husband so much, and she really couldn't take care of the family like like it was when the husband was living. But like I said, God will give you strength to continue on to take care of your family.
Oh, yes.
But since those time, years have passed, but she brought up about the pastor. Instead of trying to make her comfortable as his church, he ran her away. He started talking about, you shouldn't have did that, you know, drugs are bad, and this and that. That said negative things. And said it made her feel so bad, and she hadn't been back over there. And I said, well, we all make mistakes in life, and we learn from our mistakes. But anytime you want to attend a church, we're happy to have you at Macedonia. And she said, thank you so much. Then a young man came and got back in the car. She said, you know, I did a good deed. He was coming up the street, and he was just sweating. And I said, where you going? He said, to the store. So I did a good deed by bringing him on to the store, and I'm going to take him back home. And said, and look how awesome God is. I was feeling so sad and terrible. Mm-hmm. And you came, and you just touched me on my shoulder. And you saw me crying and said a little prayer. And I said, it's going to be all right. Whatsoever it is, take it to the Lord in prayer. And said, you didn't have to stop and do that. And said, God is so awful right now. I am so happy and rejoicing in the little short conversation we have. But Pastor Castle, we never know how we look or who we're going to meet or who God going to put before our face. And I thank God for the words I said to her. And she said, will you call me later on this evening and have another word of prayer with me?
All right.
I said, I most certainly will. I most certainly will. I got a name and her phone number. And I called when we did have a word of prayer, shed a lot of tears. And so she think about coming to the church. She'll let me know. I said, well, you might not want to come now, but anytime you want to come, the doors is open. And the Lord put on my heart to stay in contact with this young lady. I don't know her last name, but I know her first name is Bernadette. So please place Bernadette on the prayer list that the Holy Spirit would guide her in the right way to go. Thank you for your message, Pastor. Thank you very much.
Yes. Amen. 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 Thank you, sister. Yeah. Thank you, sister, for that testimony. I recognize the voice, but what's the name?
Minister Brown.
Minister
Brown.
You don't
have a voice. Glenda. Glenda.
Glenda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
When?
You took me back a while there where I was made to go to church, whether I liked it or not. Amen. Any other comments?
Good evening, Deacon Connor and Pastor Reggie and all those that join us this evening. I want to certainly thank you for the message tonight. It was a teaching message for me as well. When you took us to the temple and you walked us through the different phases and the ways in which we can praise God and the position that we are, the posture that we can be in as we praise him. When we went over to Psalm 99, I thought about the song, Deacon Connor, How Great Thou Art. I began to walk through the words that describe our God. I'm like you, Brother Reggie, is that when you were teaching and walking through this passage of scripture, I could see, I can see, not just feel, but I know for myself. When you start talking about great is the Lord. Praise the Lord. Awesome name. He is holy. He is mighty. He is just. He is right. You can call him and he will answer you. He is forgiving. He is worthy to be worshiped. For the Lord our God is holy. I will tell you, in times like these, times like these, all sorts of things that you talked about is going on. If I can hold on to this, if I remind myself that my God is all sufficient, that my God is almighty, my God, Sister Maddie, is all knowing, how great thou art. Yes, I thank you. This was an on-time message, not just for you, but for me tonight, to remind me of who I serve, to remind me of who I'm connected to remind me of my identity in Christ Jesus. How great is our Lord. How awesome is his name. How holy he is. And that he is worthy to be praised and worthy to be worshiped. Amen.
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 Amen. Now that was awesome. Amen. 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 Anyone else?
Amen. Deacon Connor, I too would like to thank God for the word coming through Pastor Kiefer, talking about the awesomeness of God. And truly, truly, you stand in awe of him. Heard Pastor Kiefer say, the Lord has done things in our life, and I know for myself that all I could do was say, ah. And we stand in awe of him. He's a great and a mighty God. When we think of the things even outlined in Psalms 99, God is holy, and he wants a holy people. And, you know, he just has done so much for us. We've been forgiven. And when I think of the awesomeness of God as you were ministering, my mind went to the word of God that says that, you know, we are more than a conqueror, and it's because of the awesomeness of God. You know, I think about when the Lord is said that we are, Paul wrote that we are more than a conqueror. It's because of the holy God. It's because of the God that loved the world so much that he fought the fight that we could not fight. He won the battle. Amen, and gave the victory to us. Now, that's being more than, if we had won it ourselves, it would be a conqueror. But when somebody win it for you and give you the victory, give you the deliverance, give you the healing, I mean, we become more than a conqueror. And when I think about his awesomeness, I think about that, what he has done for us, what he has purchased for us, all that he's given to us, even unto eternal life. You know, he's an awesome God. He could have just been satisfied sitting on his throne, but he came off of that throne and he paid a price that we could not pay. And he is awesome. And really, for lack of words, there's nothing better we can say for like a word, but our God is an awesome God. He's a holy God, a righteous God, a just God. You know, he's a faithful God, a loving God, a merciful God.
Yeah.
He is awesome. It's just so much that we can think of and give him glory when we think about the awesomeness of God. And he truly is. And I think him in my own personal life. Hallelujah. He has proved himself to be an awesome God. And I give him the glory, amen, glory, because he didn't have to do what the song say, but he did. And I'm grateful tonight. I thank God for that word in the way of causing us to reflect and to remember that there's so much in each of our lives that we can truly say. Don't have to make up anything. God is awesome.
Amen.
In his love for mankind, did not want us to perish. Don't want anybody to perish and go to a devil's hell. So he came off of a throne, laid aside his glory, took on a flesh body. That is an awesome God. If we have nothing else to thank those of us that have been born again, amen, we truly can join in tonight with the psalm and with the preacher tonight that our God is an awesome God. And I think about that so many times. In Scripture, we use the men and women of God that is recorded, which is written for our example, for our learning,
and we use them. I think a lot of time we don't think we don't talk enough about God and His awesomeness and what He has done and what He has purchased for us. And I just thank you for that word tonight. And I give honor tonight to each of you that are on the line tonight for the prayer from Brother Everett and Song Sister Susie, and then the powerful word of God from Pastor Kiefer, and to each of comments tonight. I just thank God for the people of God, and I pray that we all will have a great rest of the week, and that we will remember that, you know, we have to reminisce sometime. We look back not to go back, but to press forward and remember that God is an awesome God. And I love Him tonight because He is such. He is holy. He's set apart. And He desires for us to be set apart. So I thank you tonight, Pastor Kiefer. And I pray that the Lord will continue to give you the words to share with the people, because if we ever needed a word from the Lord, we are living in this hour, in this season, and we really need, amen, a word from the Lord, a word in season.
Amen.
Tonight, amen, to talk about the awesomeness of God, what He has done and what He is doing and what He's able to do. We truly, truly have an awesome God. God bless each of you. Love you with the love of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Apostle. God bless you, Apostle.
Thank you so much, Apostle. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns from heaven to earth.
Yes, sir.
Our God is an awesome God. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Deacon Connor, you're so right. And Apostle made such a great point, is that if that would be our conversation, when one, and Minister Brown said it as well, when one comes with all the things that are going on, and we would begin to tell them how great our God is.
Yeah.
How great our God, how that would change the attitude, change the thinking. When I begin to try to focus on, I know what's going on. The Lord is showing me how to pray about it, how to put the word on it. But as I begin to talk about it, changes your frame of thinking. It changes your frame of mind. When you start thinking about and praising and lifting your hands and bowing down, all those various ways in which we can go to God and praise, Todah, all of those, knowing who God is and knowing who He is in our lives and knowing that He is great and almighty, that changes our way as the way we look at things, the way we look at our situation, the way we look at our trials and the way we look at our tribulations. It changes the way I look at my sickness, my illness.
So, Apostle,
I just had to say that you're so right. If my conversation becomes this, versus the feet word, I don't know if we're going to make it or not. I don't know how we're going to get out of this. No, our words must be, I serve a God that is almighty, all sufficient. I serve a God who has not forgotten about me. He knows my name. He knows my the number of hairs that is on my head. They are numbered. Not just He counts the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but they are numbered.
Awesome, awesome.
And if I turn away from that defeat and begin to start praying these prayers, start my prayers off with adoration. Great is my God. Awesome is my God. Holy is my God. Mighty is my God. Just is my God. Right is my God. The difference that it will make in our thinking. The difference it will make in our home. The difference it will make on our job. If I can align to what the word says about God. And then what the word says about me, by me being connected to Him.
Yes.
But thank you, Apostle.
Awesome, awesome.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Saints on the line. I'm going to tell you, saints on the line. You know, we need to get to the point where we're just not thermometers showing the temperature of the room. We're supposed to come in and change the atmosphere of the room.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm full of the Holy Ghost and I'm
saved
and holy. When I walk in the room, I don't have to say nothing. Everybody's going to know somebody walked in here. Something's happening.
Yeah.
And so,
Pastor
Outside, Dr. Singleton, Deacon Connor, all the saints on the line, we got to be where we can just change the atmosphere. And we can
Yes, sir.
You just said it, sister. Sisters, my sisters, y'all said it. Everybody on the line. You know, we have to be able to speak that. Speak life. Let's make it a point to speak life, to talk about our God. If I can't boast about nothing else, I can boast about God.
Yes, sir.
Boasting in him.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Get me started again. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Anybody that would take 72 thorns, 2 inches long, and they growl for somebody else. Hear me, that ain't awesome. Hallelujah.
Lord have mercy.
Glory. Hallelujah. That is awesome.
Amen. My. Y'all going to make me shout tonight.
All right, now. Ain't no harm in it.
Shabbat, brother.
Yes, sir. Look where he brought me from. Amen.
Nobody but the Lord. Nobody
but Jesus.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the poet. I praise God for being here. I praise God for waking me up this morning. He's kept me all day long from any hurt, harm, or danger. I just thank him tonight. I praise him tonight for being God all by himself.
Amen.
Amen, sunshine. Amen.
Yes, oh God.
Amen. Are there other praise reports?
Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank God for life, health, and strength. We were able to get up early this morning and go to church in person. Amen. Anyone else?
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen, Apostle. Prayer list. Any additions to the prayer list?
Yes, I would like to put Martina Woodard on the prayer list. She had a head-on collision today. And
bless her heart.
One of her legs is broken 2 places. Her back is she's in a lot of pain. Anyway, they called me about 6 hour time, which is 5:30 in Alabama. They was taking her to surgery, so we're going to put her lifted up in there. We're going to put Sister Rhea on the prayer list for traveling grace and mercy, that she will have a wonderful, blessed time celebrating her birthday and return to us safely.
Amen.
You said, who you said improving
from? Ma'am?
Who you said was going traveling?
I put Martina Woodard.
Right.
And Sister Aurelia for traveling grace and mercy.
Aurelia's birthday is in November.
She's going to celebrate.
November 13th. No, she's going to celebrate.
No, she's not. She's taking a vacation, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you.
Because I know when a vacation, when a birthday. All right.
All right.
I want to put Jalen down here. He's moved back to Macon, and I don't think he's not together to me. You don't leave one job till you get another one. And he's, of course, he's 24, so he's young and foolish. But hopefully, and plus he's brought a little lady with him. And I told him, when you bring these little ladies, you got to take care of them.
So,
that means you got to already have a job. But
now Jayla is
Jayla's son. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
But they at his daddy's house, so it's fine with me. Whatever they do, as long as they don't come over here.
Sister Brenda, I have a question for you this evening to help us on the line. What is it that you want us to pray?
I want maturity.
What is it you want us to pray? What is there a scripture you want us to pray? Or what is it that you want us to specifically pray for
Jayla? Maturity, that he will get a job and grow up. At this point, I think he's just been young and foolish.
So the prayer is for maturity.
That he will, you know, immediately. He normally works. He worked all the time. He was in South Carolina. But,
so he needs employment.
He needs employment. He needs a household, somewhere to stay.
Okay.
Because not only does he have a lady friend, he got a dog. So when you got all that with you.
My goodness.
Yeah, you
okay.
got too much baggage.
So maturity, employment, a place to live.
He needs to do Proverbs 3:5-6 to trust in the Lord.
Okay, we're going to pray Proverbs 3:5-6 for him.
Okay.
Gotcha. Because it's so important as we listen to our prayer requests is that when we bring them, we also bring either scripture or bring specifically what we are wanting for us to agree on. And what we are aligning, because we are going to align to the will of God for Jayla's life.
Yes.
And we are going to pray Proverbs 3:5-6, that he will put his trust in the Lord.
And really,
and that also we will align to the scripture of Micah 6:8, which Pastor Kuiper brought to us tonight, what the Lord requires. Okay, gotcha. Okay, we're good. I just want to make sure we had the scriptures and the specifics in terms of what we're praying for this young man, because this is an emergency. This is an SOS situation.
Right.
And I want to go in my prayer closet specifically talking to God about Jayla and about the will that God has for Jayla's life, and that he will align to the will of God. Gotcha. Thank you so much. I got it.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Okay, this evening. Anyone else to be added to the prayer list?
Please add the young lady. I don't know her last name. I only think her name. I know Bernadette.
Bernadette, yeah.
Bernadette.
I don't know her last name.
Well, it's not that many Bernadettes, so we don't know, the Lord knows.
Not that many Bernadettes.
I think
tops.
That was one of those that wasn't a whole lot of
So, Minister Brown, when you shared with her, and I know you probably, she said that she had made the Romans 10:9-10 sincere declaration, and her desire is to draw closer to the Lord and cultivate her relationship by being connected to the true vine. Am I right?
You're right. You're
gotcha.
Right. And
gotcha.
Finding a church home in which she can trust the people. That not feeling like the people are talking about her instead of helping her.
All right.
She wants to be comfortable in the church.
Well, there's Perfect
church. So there, we will
then
align.
You can feel comfortable.
Right. So we will align her prayer with Proverbs 3:5-6:2, that she will put her trust in the Lord. Because I want, again, us aligning our prayers to the word of God. What does the word say? And how we agree on the word for that person, because that's what I'm going to be praying. I'm going to pray the word for them and that they will align to pleasing God and understanding what it means to please God and to walk with God and to be in that place where they are placed so that they can grow, so that they can develop, so they will get that Romans 12:1-2 renewing of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that they will not keep running, but they will run too.
I got it.
Got it. Thank you, Minister. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
That's what is needed most of all, is that Romans 12:1-2.
Yes. Thank
transformation.
Thank you.
Transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. This is so important for us on the line as we move forward, is specifically bringing our requests, aligning those requests with the word. Because if you want to see power, we got to align it with the word and align it correctly with the word of God so that we can see a shaking up and a movement, and we don't have to walk in defeat. And I'm doing the same thing in my life. When I look at prayer requests, Lord, what does your word say?
Yeah.
How do I need to pray about this situation? So thank
all
you
right,
all.
Right.
This is helping me.
Amen. Amen. So, Minister Dr. Singleton, do you have a scripture ready?
The scripture we're going to read tonight, and we heard about the young lady that was in the automobile accident on today, and we know that she is healed, H-E-A-L-E-D. We as disciples of Christ have to stand on that and see the manifestation of it. So Isaiah 53:4-5 says this: surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. H-E-A-L-E-D, meaning we have the victory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I have a prayer request.
Okay.
For Maddie Wilson, my aunt needs healing. She had a stroke, and she's very confused, and she's wearing a life vest right now or a heart. So I just need some prayer for her. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. We'll continue to pray Isaiah 53:4-5.
You said that was Maddie Wilson.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Wong. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My, my, my.
My, my, my.
Yes, my, my, my. Our Father.
Yes, our Father.
Come tonight after hearing your word, telling us how awesome God is.
Yes,
we're thankful to be reminded to know that he really is awesome, and so much going on all day with different household events and different political events. And but in spite of that, all we got going on, we still serve an awesome God.
Yes.
I come asking your forgiveness for all my sin. I come today lifting up your people. These your people, Lord, I bring them to you.
Mm-hmm.
I come lifting up Maddie Wilson.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
my
Lord.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Sister Deborah has already told us that with your stripes, we are healed.
Yes.
And then, Lord, I come lifting up Martina Woodard.
Yes.
Ooh, I can imagine the impact of a head-on collision.
Oh, God.
Broken bones and surgery one by one.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we know that you are a healer, so we come asking you to mend those broken bones back together.
Yes, do Lord, do Lord.
Oh, help us to continue praying for Martina. And
yes.
Every time we think about her, we'll lift her up to you. So Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So we come right now lifting up Aurelia Taylor as she travels. I'm lifting up safety and protection.
Yes.
Then there's Bernadette.
Yes.
Lord have mercy. Bernadette's got some issues going on about what happened over here at this church and what somebody else said about her. But, Lord, the main thing is, what do you have to say about Bernadette?
All
let
right.
her know that we can, in this life that we're going to run across some of the wrong folks sometimes.
Yes.
We're going to say some of the wrong things sometimes.
Oh,
that's
yes.
where forgiveness
oh, yes.
comes in. Well, Lordy, we got to forgive
yes.
and keep it moving.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, your word has already told us. In Proverbs 3, it says, trust in the Lord.
Yes.
All thine heart. And lean not to our own understanding. It says, in all thy ways acknowledge him. And he will direct our path. But the part I like about it, it says, be not wise in your own eyes.
Yes.
Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
Yes.
Okay, Bernadette, this is what I'm leaving with you. I lift up Jalen. Jalen, I raised him for so many years. Somehow he done got confused along the way. But Lord, I leave it with Jalen also to be not wise in your own eyes.
Yes.
But fear the Lord. And depart from
depart
evil.
From evil, yes.
So, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I
yes,
come
Lord.
Waving an awesome God in front of all these people. I come telling them about my God.
Yes.
Yes. He is awesome. And I know that he is. Been trusting
yes.
him a long time.
Yes.
Been running with him a long time. And, oh, Lord, sometimes I fall so short.
Yes.
But I know that he's still great and he's still good.
Yes.
So, Lord,
yes.
in the name of Jesus, in the name
Lord
of
Jesus,
Jesus, I come. I come, I come, I come, thanking you, Lord, for being my God. I come thanking you for one day, that you picked me up and turned me around.
Yes,
so, Lord,
God.
In the name of Jesus, in the
name of Jesus,
magnificent, powerful name of Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
I
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Such a powerful. That was powerful. Such a powerful prayer. Amen. Thank you, Sister Williams. So, we want to thank all the participants tonight, beginning with opening prayer by Deacon Edward Henderson, followed by that wonderful song by Sister Susie Milton. And we appreciate the comments from each and every one of you, the contributions from Minister Dr. Singleton and everyone else. Sister Glenda Brown, good to have you on the line this evening. But we want to especially thank Pastor Reginald Piper.
Amen.
For his walk in the Word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This evening. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So, we will say goodnight. Today is Sunday. We will hear you again on Tuesday. And I am solely looking forward to it. And we want to say goodnight. Love y'all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Have a blessed week.